Hello, everybody. It's Friday, July 1st, 2022. I'm Dale Clueless. Welcome to the Midwest Super Pixel Pros, live from the Grand Forks Best Source Studios. Today's episode is brought to you by Probita's Promotions. Do you want to boost your brand? Do you want your business to stand out from the crowd? Well, look no further than Probita's Promotions. Probita's will consult with you at no cost to find the perfect swag for your business. Logos, apparel, hats, promotional products, trade show displays, and awards. Probita's is the region's top provider for free online stores. And now Probita's Promotions offers free shipping. Any item, any size order, you get free ground shipping to one location. With locations in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, and Minot, you can get the perfect apparel, team spirit wear, and more, all with free shipping too. So go ahead and get a hold of Probita's Promotions at 1-866-PRO-SWAG or their website, shopprobitaspromo.com. Boost your brand and stand out from the crowd with Probita's Promotions. So many thanks for everyone having us part of your Friday. You can tune in live, usually every Friday at 2 p.m. We got a special 1 p.m. live edition of the show. We're ready for 4th of July weekend, everybody. Yes, there we go. Yes. And so you're watching live. Call or text in your questions or comments at 701-213-0863 or chime in the live chat. You can dig into our audio archives by searching GFBS wherever you find podcasts, but we recommend finding the past video episodes of the show on the Grand Forks Best Source YouTube archives. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and hit that notification bell to get those alerts when we go live. So join me today, Steve, welcome.
I'm back.
Indeed.
Steve's back.
Steve's back, yo. Paul, that's the other voice you hear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
well. Hashtag winning.
Special camera angle this week. Whoa. And Katie's with us, too, in the booth. She'll be with us here momentarily. There we go.
She's got to make me look pretty.
There we go.
All right.
So, you guys ready for the early 4th of July weekend here? Extended weekend, I believe, for us all, right?
Yeah. It's been extended week for me for like 2 weeks now.
yep. Extended week for 2 weeks, yes.
I don't know. I've been in VR so much, I don't even know what day and night is anymore.
Yeah. Got an awesome show lined up for you today. Got a few Switch games this week lined up here today. Katie, I'll let you introduce the game for the first game this week. I know you said you're a bit of a Pac-Man fan, so, right?
Yes, and you're going to have to fix my camera.
Uh-oh.
Who wants to do the honors?
I can. I gotcha. Tell us about your love for Pac-Man.
I thought we already played Pac-Man like 3 times on this show.
What? No, once, and this is a different Pac-Man.
Oh, okay. I'll get my own segment. Okay.
I'm crushing your head. I'm crushing your head.
Pac-Man, I guess. You eat the ghosts, and you eat the blue things.
Well, this is a very different Pac-Man we got on a table for today. About a few weeks ago, Namco released Pac-Man Museum Plus on the Switch, and this gathers 14 games from Pac-Man history, and they're all like different like offshoots on Pac-Man. So we got like Pac-Man in like a Mario Brothers type game. You know, we played the traditional type Pac-Man on the show before, but with like the online, the Pac-Man 99. Mm-hmm. Played that about a couple months ago. And then we got like other various versions of Pac-Man on here. So I thought we'd just throw a few of them in here. There's this one cool one I want to do called Pac-Man Championship Edition. It has like a remix with all crazy neon colors and stuff like that. Figured it'd be a good way to kick things off here for today. So I think I got to boot it up here if it's all right, if we switch it up here. So, like, maybe.
Walk.
Or not. Technical difficulties.
I probably screwed it up when I turned on the VR machine.
Oh, yeah. So, we'll have it here going in a sec. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. Pac-Man Museum Plus. So, here's a list of games that are on here. You got the original Pac-Man. Super Pac-Man. Yeah, that one's a big trip. That's the Mario Brothers type one. Pac and Pal, Pac Land, Pac Mania. Like, all these were in the 80s, too, falling off the Pac Man success rage there. So.
Is the Twitch Switch thing on?
Yeah, I think that one. Man.
No, I mean, is like the actual unit powered on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see the green lights on and all that. Maybe try lifting the Switch out of the dock and putting it back in again.
This is the new game called Pac-Man Black.
Pac-Man Black, yeah. One step.
Sorry about the technical difficulties, people.
No. Maybe, or should I switch it to... Hold on, I'll plug in and replug in this back. Okay. So we are replugging, getting the game situated, getting it back in, and we'll get the Switch here going up and going here in a second here. I know I had it here before the show, but of course, gotta love... The game's not cooperating with us. Yeah. But yeah, we're going ahead and get it going here. Steve, what's your experience with Pac-Man over the years? Do you got like a favorite Pac-Man? Miss Pac-Man, Pac-Man, no. or any like the random offshoots. They even have like a Pac-Man kart racing game.
No, I like original Pac-Man.
Yeah, original
Pac-Man. I was always original Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man on the NES.
There we go. Oh, yep. There we go. Oh, yep.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. I think we're ready here.
Are we good?
Yeah, I think so. Yep. So here we go. We got.
We
got it back. Thanks for sticking with us, everybody. So this is Pac-Man Museum Plus.
Props to producer Paul.
Yes. Many thanks.
Winning.
Many thanks to the producer. But
I like to have that stuff ready before. But I was playing a game before.
Oh yeah, we did have it, but
yeah,
and then a little Beat Saber.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we talk about that a little later here. Yeah, so, so you see here we got Pac-Man wandering around in an arcade. You can create a virtual arcade where you can deck out all these machines with. And then if you just, or you can walk up to it and get a game going, or you can just hit start and pick a Pac-Man from the side here to do. So we got this.
Wasn't there like a Pac-Man Jr. or something like that?
Oh, yeah, I think that's on here. So
why does Pac-Man have a nose?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Yeah, so here's... just good old basic Pac-Man. We'll just do one quick round of this, just in case for any viewers out there not familiar with the good old classic Pac-Man.
Hey, what's up, Nate?
Oh, yeah, we got Nate in the chat. What's up?
Blinky, Pinky, I remember these guys.
Stinky. Pokey.
Oh, no, Clyde. Clyde, oh, he's my guy.
I'm still curious why they would put a nose on Pac-Man.
Yeah, I think it's still doing the screen.
Updates.
Makes no sense at all.
Oh. The screen may need to be just a little adjusted there. But, yeah, so, yeah. Maybe.
Sure.
Yes. Sure, I cannot see. So, yeah, we're going to get this situated here to get this good old Pac-Man assorted on the screen here. And, yeah, so.
Well, no, we had, it looked just fine.
Yeah, it was good, and then we jumped in the game.
There we go.
Okay, there we go. A-okay, woohoo! There we go. Okay, so yeah, here we go. Who wants to play some original Pac-Man?
I'll start.
There you go, Kate.
So this is only the game that I know.
So, oh, wait, one sec here. Let me get it. You got to do a special insert coin, then start. Okay, there you go.
Speaking of Pac-Man, there is an emote in Fortnite where your character can play Pac-Man.
Oh, really? Right inside the game?
Yep, and then I think the other one was like Galaga or something like, or no, Space Invaders.
Yeah, man, they're getting all kinds of cross-promotional stuff in Pac-Man.
Oh!
You're done. You're done.
Oh.
Because it came back out of the jail.
Jail?
Oh, yeah, the little ghost bank or whatever it's called there.
Like, I do not remember that. I thought you turned blue.
Oh, yeah, you get the pellets there.
The other ones were blue.
Yeah, all of them are blue, but once you if you chomp one and send them out, they go back and recharge full life while the other ones are still blue.
Yeah, see, now that the red ones... Oh, yeah, there you go.
I do not remember that one.
So, yeah, good old Pac-Man. What's the longest everyone's had their longest Pac-Man game?
Don't recall. Oh, I forgot I can go the other
way. Like, you mean, like level-wise?
Yeah, how long did you get on a single quarter in
remember.
Pac-Man?
You're terrible.
Probably, like, fifth level.
fifth level. Yeah. I was doing some practice rounds earlier this week. I got to, like, about stage five or six, yeah. Katie, how are you feeling? It's all coming back to you?
Yes, I'm just trying to out.
She's like Celine Dion. It's all coming back to her.
Yeah, there you go. You almost got the board cleared. Oh, no, you got this. You got this.
Here they come.
Yeah, I'm going to die. Ah!
Oh, there you go. Just a few little chunk of the board left.
What?
Oh, no.
Why is that one invisible? Yeah. I've never seen that before.
I got confused.
Yeah, that was, I think when you.
What was my score?
Oh, there you go.
All right. Well, let me show you how it's done.
No.
Paul.
Let me show you how hashtag winning is done.
Paul.
Okay, I'll come back to that.
Paul.
Sorry,
Paul's,
what do I do?
Hit start for the enter. Credit.
Oh, or hit the R. Hit R1 first, Paul. R1.
This pen isn't working.
And then start. Oh.
Oops. That wasn't start. That was home.
I'll give a shot here.
So. That ain't winning.
Hashtag failing.
There you go.
Good.
We're good?
Yep. You're good. You got this. Can Paul clear the board?
No.
This controller doesn't work very well.
What? Oh, no. Well, that's kind of how Pac-Man's always.
That was close.
It's kind of always how the Pac-Man arcade units has been.
I loved playing with the joystick.
Yeah, the joystick was very particular, intentionally. Like, it needed a hard crank down on the joystick in order to get it.
Oh, you're banging.
This thing is terrible.
Strike.
No, that's It's replicating the arcade joystick. It needed an intentional crank. Like, if you tilt it down to the left, it won't recognize it. You got to be straight down on the joystick.
Use the keypad.
Yeah, or yeah, use a keypad more instead of the joystick.
Well, I'm not going to switch things up now that I'm going.
Yeah, that'll probably give you more accurate.
Why are they invisible?
I'm guessing it must be green screen, maybe?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Because I think there is a green ghost, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Throwing us for a
loop. Oh, yeah.
There we go. Paul's got about 80% of the pellets there.
Oh, you son of a...
Biscuit!
That was BS.
All right, last live.
Ready? Go the other way.
Will one of the Pistol Pros clear the first board of Pac-Man? They're on Paul's tail there. Oh, he's got it. There we go. Success.
Winning.
Steve, want to give it a shot here?
Oh, let him continue.
Okay, here we go. Board two. I know on here, when I was doing my trial run here earlier in the week.
Oh, those ghosts are going fast.
Yeah, ghosts get a little faster. Patterns a little more unpredictable, but it's not until like board three or four where they really up the level.
You're done.
Yep. Katie's quietly rooting Paul on, right?
Yeah, right.
All right, here we go. Oh, got in the corner there just close. In time. There you go. Looks like you can get a combo there, but you're holding back.
No! I was trying to go there.
Oh, man.
This is bullshit.
There you go. There you go. Steve, you got this.
Maybe if your controller didn't suck.
Oh, no. Like, you want good excuse, Paul. Good excuse.
Blame it on something.
So, Steve, you want to hit R1 or the R1 button there on the...
Oops, I did the same thing Paul did.
Or, here, I got you. So, A button to get back in here. There you go. There you go. Good to go. Steve's luck in OG Pac-Man. Yeah, the one we played on the show a couple months ago, that was Pac-Man 99, where you're playing online with up to 99 people at the same time, and depending on how fast you knock out the ghosts, they can...
Run!
That's the direction, I tell
you. Oh, I guess, you know...
You got the squad.
Fittingly enough, I got this sound effect. Right from Pac-Man. But, yeah, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is the sound up?
Oh, yep, I got the sound effect. This sound effect I got on here.
Waka, 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 waka,
that's
waka,
right from...
Waka,
that's
waka,
an original waka, Pac-Man sound effect.
Yeah, the glug, 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 glug.
Waka, 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 waka.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess we could probably test the sound on the stream, yeah. I turned it
up. Oh, you're so screwed.
Yeah. I got one more life.
Yeah, your dots are everywhere. You're not going to... There's no way.
Okay, gotcha. Maybe I got a little bit more up now, so hopefully it should be better. But...
Oh, god dang it.
Awesome.
I told you, the controller sucks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I
knew the joystick.
I did some rounds a few days ago here, so I'll show you a couple of the other games they got on here.
I don't want to risk
so they got a few different crazy versions of Pac-Man. So, and then you can unlock like scores and goals and a little in-game achievements for each version of Pac-Man in here, and unlock stuff to deck out your arcade with like decorations and stuff like that to give it a little extra replay. So here's one on here called, I believe it was Pac and Pal. And this one, I think, was a side-scrolling platformer. So, I'm going to start this up.
Whoa.
Yeah, this really differentiates it.
That's weird.
So,
oh, my God.
I couldn't do this.
I don't remember anything from my childhood unless I actually see it. And I played this version.
You played this?
A long time ago.
You remember this?
The fruits.
Yeah, you got to get keys to connect the puzzles and all that.
Uh-huh. I do.
And it unlocks certain parts. Yeah, it adds a whole puzzle
dynamic.
I've
never played this one.
It's confusing.
Yeah, they released a boatload of these Pac-Man spin-off games in the 80s, and I had no idea about many of them until, like, several years ago. But, so, Kate, you said you're a little familiar with this, and you want to give it a shot?
This one, I don't even know what to do.
Yeah. Or, do you want to give it a shot? See?
I guess.
Here we go.
You have to get the key?
Yeah, I think I get a key to unlock, like, certain parts of the stage.
Oh, no. Get off.
That's what she said.
And then, they're right on your
tail. Oh, yeah, run!
Oh! That one was going up, though.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Okay, well, where's the key? Oh, that's a key right there.
Yeah, this one, yeah.
Get away, get away, get away. Can't you eat them?
Well, not unless you get the dot.
You gotta get the power pellet.
Where's the power pellet? Yeah, okay, I haven't played this in a long time. I don't know what I'm doing.
So...
This is something I'll pass on.
You want to give him a try? Yeah.
I'll pass on this one.
Right. Yeah. I'll load up a different one here. Yeah. So that's just one of the many different types of these many Pac-Man games that were like, hey, wait a sec, what's this one? But yeah, then there was, I think it was Pac-Mania. That's the one I wanted to show you. Or Pac-Man.
I remember Pac-Land.
Yeah, Pac-Land. I think that was a side-scrolling platformer. This is the Mario-type game with Pac-Man. So. I'll start it off real quick just to show you. And they actually have a storyline into it. And this actually came out a year before, of course, we got... So, yeah, this is... Yeah, you just move with the joystick, and then you press the X button to... Oh, whoops. Or, excuse me, A button to jump, just like in Mario.
I don't remember this one.
So, yeah, and then you can jump on top of the fire hydrants here. And eventually, as you move on, they kind of mix in ghosts and all that, too. Of course, you get your cherries and stuff like this. But, yeah, this was another one I did not... Just jump over these guys. It's real simple, real...
This looks dumb.
I mean, it came out a year before Super Mario Brothers, so it's like pretty much the fundamentals of...
like number muncher.
...of side-scrolling platforming. But then as you get more advanced in the more stages, I did this a few days ago. I got to like the third or fourth stage. Yeah, just jump over them. And eventually you do get a power pellet here, and then you can eat them, but it's not really worth it if they're on the other side of the screen, but... This was the cool thing, digging into this Pac-Man museum, just seeing and experiencing all these different types of Pac-Man games that just kind of came and went. I mean, for better or for worse, it was just kind of like just a way to preserve them for a new gen.
He has a nose in this one, too.
Yep, Pac-Nose.
New inventions.
What?
You said this came out before Mario?
Yeah, a year before Super Mario Brothers, yeah. Wow. So it's like, you know, Super Mario Brothers, obviously, yeah, break time for, I paused it here. So, Paul, Steve, want to give this a shot?
No, just kill this one. This looks stupid.
Okay.
Right. I remember slightly playing this one, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's another one. And, of course, got a green screen. Then you earn more unlockables and achievements. Here's one I want you guys to try here. We're going to do Pac-Man Championship Edition. That one is where this one came out about 10, 12 years ago. And they really kind of, it's just like Pac-Man on crack. So... We'll get this booted up and good to go here. Of course, it's got to go through all those fun opening. Yeah, Nate agrees with you in the chat about the nose, Paul. That nose.
It's like Triple H nose.
Yeah. So, oh gosh, yeah. All right, so get it on play game. We'll just do this championship mode. 5 minutes here. We won't go the full 5 minutes, but here you go. Just hit Paul, Steve, hit A there on resume game.
We'll give it to Charlie Sheen over here.
So, yeah, you can see the neon colors. And it may start off as ordinary Pac-Man, but then you can see...
No.
And for those watching on the stream, the music, they got all this wicked just dance trance music that amplifies the more you unlock more power-ups and stuff like that.
Okay, it was purple.
But, yeah, this game went on to be a big success when it first came out. And then they did, like, a DX version, which for some reason is not on this collection, which...
Go to my screen.
Oh, bull!
Okay. But yeah, the music on this is super, super cool. And then, yeah, if you get the chains really quick like that, the speed increases. So I thought this was a great way
I really like the neon stuff.
Yeah, it was a great way that brought Pac-Man into the new era, I thought, with updated visuals and way more just immersive sound and music and sound effects. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, and then, yeah, they followed this up with a DX version. Yeah.
I remember Pac-Man 3D.
Oh, yeah, they got one of those on here, yeah. So, yeah, Pac-Man Championship. Then I think they got a Championship Edition 2 that came out maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
I think this is on Game Pass, too, on Xbox.
Yep, it is on Game Pass on Xbox it's a great way
how
to...
How do you win?
Clear the board, just like regular Pac-Man of all the pellets.
It's like he's clearing the board, like...
Yeah, the pellets regenerate. Yeah, they keep regenerating. Well, we got it on a time limit, 5 minutes here. So just highest score in five. It's like a five-minute challenge. Eventually, parts of the board respawn, and there you can see the speed's amping up a little bit. Paul, does this feel a bit different than regular Pac-Man?
Yeah, it's...
Oops.
He wasn't purple.
But yeah, it's...
I still, I think the original is probably better.
I don't know. I kind of like this one a little more. But then there's a DX version, which adds like even more craziness of this. I wish it was on here. It's unfortunately not. But so there you go. And yeah, they, of course, got all the kinds of crazy fruits and stuff like that on here too.
Come on, turn.
Uh oh. There you go. You're rocking it. Yep. But yeah, it's a. It's just a 5-minute time limit. I don't know. We could rotate it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shoot. Right in between here. Oh, yeah. Crazy.
All right.
Katie, Steve, want to give a shot at this for just a quick?
Katie, kid.
No, I'm not that quick. I'm not quick.
Sure.
With this Pac-Man.
Okay. Well, I'll load up one more here and turn to arcade here. And yeah, there's one more version to show here. So, yeah, and then, yeah, like I said, you can unlock more stuff for the arcade to deck out. So, it's just a really cool just tribute to Pac-Man here. So, this one is Pac-Man 256. And then this one, it's like a Battle Royale Pac-Man.
There's even an emoji for Pac-Man on your phone.
Oh, there is now? Oh, for iPhone users.
So yeah.
I just posted it in the chat.
All right, Katie, you want to start us off?
Wait,
I thought all emojis were Pac-Man.
Yeah. True.
So hit the A button to start off here. Play. It just jumps you right into it. And yeah, this whole new perspective. And this was originally...
I've played this one before.
Yeah. Whole new isometric perspective. Kind of.
It's probably, like slow.
Oh, no!
God, you're just as good at this one as you are at the other one.
Exactly.
So game over. Yeah, that's right.
I like it because it's a little bit slower.
All right. So,
well, for me, yeah.
So you can just keep, go ahead and give another shot.
You know the objective is to not hit the ghost.
There you go, one player. So,
objective is apparently a hard word to say right now.
Or wait. You just use Paul's word. Your objective is not to suck.
Yeah. They have this was originally designed for cell phones. So,
yeah, no, this is very slow. Like,
and it's not glitching
weird.
Out. That's the way it was originally designed to be, kind of mess with you like this, with the coding.
Yeah, I'm not.
Really?
Yep. So you want to stay up screen. Keep moving your way up.
Feel like you're like...
I don't know what just happened, but... Oh, you want
to
go up.
Feel like someone put a magnet to your screen.
You
wanna...
Yep.
Yep, tip one, don't suck.
Okay.
All right. Paul or Steve, give this one a shot?
No.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll wrap it up there for Pac-Man Museum Plus. As you can see there, that's just like a bunch of the, yeah, all the various Pac-Man games you can check out there. And so, yeah. All right. I don't know here, too, while we move on to our next segment here, Key, if you want to swap out that next game to have it ready to go here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so cool. Good deal. But, yeah, So, yeah, that is Pac-Man Museum Plus. It's available on Switch, Xbox, and like Steve mentioned there, it's on Game Pass. So, yeah, that's a way you can find it there, too. You don't have to... That way you can just kind of try it out if you got a Game Pass subscription, which is really, really cool. And, yeah, so... And we're just going to... another place that allows you to try things before you can buy them full-on is our friends at Broken Century Games. They're where we welcome you to stop in and check out all that Broken Century Games has to offer, from card and board games to miniature wargaming. They're cleverly hidden inside the Columbia Mall. They're open Monday through Saturday from noon to 8 p.m. and on Sunday from noon to 6 p.m. And yeah, the cool thing about there is, and kind of like I mentioned, you could kind of, they allow you to try before you buy. So if you just want to do like their version of a rental, you can rent a game, any board game from there for I think up to like 3 days, pretty much a weekend. And like they got a lot more of those involved, like more multi-layered board games. So like this the board gaming scene's been catching on in the last decade or so. Where I've played a bunch with Derek and Brooke too, where they're in the whole board gaming scene, and like you could rent a game there for $10. If you like it, you could buy it, and that $10 you put towards the rental will go towards the purchase of the board game. So it's a really cool deal they have to offer, and yeah. So, yeah, make sure to check them out. Broken Century Games in the Columbia Mall. Okay, so next up here, we're going to show, kind of queue up our esports gaming-related YouTube video of the week here. And it was kind of interesting. We're playing like some VR stuff here before, some sports-related VR stuff and tennis and stuff and whatnot. And this one is on Wii Sports. They're going for the record of... winning a game, one game each in all the five core Wii Sports games on the original Wii Sports. And so they're just trying to set a time limit. And so we can go ahead and start that up here. So we kind of got this narrator here. This is from the YouTube channel.
The biggest speedrun category in Wii Sports.
The Summoning Salt YouTube channel.
It involves winning a game in each of the five sports consecutively. That means winning a game of tennis, winning a game of baseball, completing 10 frames of bowling, playing 3 holes of golf, and beating a boxer.
So yeah, he kind of explains, break down the rules, and as he goes down in the video here, he kind of breaks down the strategies that many use to kind of speed run the game, and kind of unveils a bunch of secrets and timing, and he kind of goes down the people were competing for this record, and like how people kept breaking the record throughout the game. But yeah, this guy, you can see here, he's showing the records of people competing for it. It seems like nice records here, but the more the video goes on, he shows more the ways people are showing tricks in like baseball. But you could jump to the next one, Katie, 723. So yeah, this guy's he's kind of breaking down like the way you can here in golf. He's explaining some tricks to get the most fastest rounds of golf. So yeah, this is the YouTube channel again, Summoning Salt, and I guess he does this for a bunch of games. Breaks down the esports score chasing speedrun scene for various games, and this one was really cool to watch. Just like wow, he could do this to speedrun in golf and like get the ball to bounce off the pins and all that. And eventually, he explains a disconnect golf glitch where to make it so you can get the game to glitch out so you can golf off water ponds and lakes and stuff like that.
Yeah. This guy's voice reminds me of something I'd watch a video in high school.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of got like that PBS style announcer
voice. Sounds like
that
like Animal Channel guy.
Yep. This has over 3 million views. It's crazy, yeah. So if you want, you can go to 1035, Katie. And so this one, he kind of explains the baseball trick here. Yeah. He explained how this cutscene only plays in certain versions of Wii Sports. I guess they added it in like for like the second edition copies of Wii Sports. That little cutscene, because Wii Sports came with the Wii, if you remember that. It came bundled. And like all the launch editions of the Wii that came with Wii Sports doesn't have this cutscene that's playing now. And that little cutscene adds like 5 seconds of time to the speedrun. So he kind of goes into the whole layer how people are winning on strategies over that. So it's
I lived on Wii Sports.
Big fan of Wii Sports,
Kate? Oh, yeah, I loved Wii Sports.
I spent hours playing the baseball one, and tennis, of course, and bowling.
Yeah. I think tennis and bowling were my first favorite ones.
Yeah, tennis, bowling. My dad got crazy into the boxing.
Oh, yeah.
But now if you're looking for like a used copy, it's like $50.
Yeah, it goes for a bit now. Yeah. So if you want, you can jump to 3210.
The version sold everywhere else in the world.
And that's where he goes into the whole disconnect kind of thing there. So yeah, he's talking about how this really, like he said, shocked the speedrunning community for Wii Sports. And that's where he explains disconnect glitch in Wii Sports Golf. And it's all about the crazy timing the tricks and then taking out your AA batteries right after you hit to disconnect it from the Wii and putting in right away and make it so you can hit shots back-to-back faster. And like you want here, you can actually hit balls off the waterways too to make it for shorter shots, but it requires a lot of crazy precision. Yeah, but
wow.
Yeah, look at that, that's crazy.
On a hole like hole five,
but yeah, first winner of the week came out. That was a hit with the family. Wii Sports and that whole Christmas season for Thanksgiving, Christmas, ton of Wii Sports. And we can jump to 40-10, the final score chasing here. That's just kind of wrapping up the score chasing with the main competitors in it and all that. Then you guys play like the Wii Sports follow-up. There was a Wii Sports Resort, and that added some more ones.
Yep.
Because that did like archery, right?
Yep, archery. My favorite one was the wakeboard one.
Wakeboarding, yep.
Hours spent on that. And basketball.
And basketball. Yeah, they added so many in that one. And then there was Wii Sports U on Wii U. That,
I didn't do that one.
That kind of was like combined both the sports from Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resort. And I'm kind of doing this as a preview. I know one of the next couple episodes, they just came out with like the follow-up for this on Switch. They just called it Nintendo Switch Sports. And it has most of the same games, but they kind of do away with the Mii characters and kind of got more more avatars, like actual avatars, instead of these Mii character models. Were you guys a fan of the Mii models? Did you make those a lot? Spend a lot of time with those, or?
I didn't really spend time making Miis.
Over Christmas break, I made the whole UND hockey team on my Wii.
Oh, yeah? Got the, all of them? Pretty loyal?
Shane Pinto! Yeah, Brock Besser. I made them all.
Made them all? Like, what? How many is that?
Like 20.
Holy moly.
A whole bunch.
Yeah. And that was on regular Wii?
Yeah.
Wow.
The, you know, the Mii store or whatever, you can create your person. Yeah, I made the team.
There you go. Super loyal. But yeah, you can find this on, just go to the Summoning Salt YouTube channel. It's called History of Wii Sports World Records. So it's a pretty fun watch there. So yeah, definitely make sure to check it out. Oh, okay, so we will keep this thing moving along here, and we see Nate there is in the chat if you want to interact with like him. I see Steve's got a cool little Pac-Man avatar there. What was that, with the nose, Steve?
Yep, that's with the nose.
Yeah, so yeah, if you want to interact with us live in the chat, you can do that by dialing or texting in with your questions, 701-213-0863, or just join the live chat there off our the Grand Forks Best Source YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and yeah, again, we encourage you to check out the GFBS YouTube archives to catch all our past episodes. All right, just got a quick rundown for three noteworthy new releases this week. These have been around. They do like one of these every year. I've played a couple of them over the years. I had a review a couple many years ago. Anyone here into the MX versus ATV games?
Used to be.
Yeah, a couple from a while back, but the newest one, MX versus ATV Legends, is where you get like quads and motorcycles racing on dirt tracks and dirt courses. They sell a lot, so they always make one every year, and that's out on all systems. This one's been in the works for a while. It's just a DLC add-on, but for Cuphead, called The Delicious Last Course. I know a few people that are really into Cuphead, real challenging platformer shooter with that old-school, like, 1930s-style Disney animation. So it's really cool, and this Delicious Last Course DLC adding a couple hours of new gameplay. It's been in the works for a while. It's been getting a lot of hype, and from what I hear, it's really solid. So that's out on Xbox, Switch, and PC. And then finally, the big new F1 game's out on all systems. So that's always gets solid reviews each and every year, too. So that's out. And so next up, I figure this would be a nice way to set up the next game we're going to cover about for our discussion segment for the week. I kind of got a nice picture for it.
Yes.
Queued up here. Use my crazy Photoshop collage skills here. So this is Dual Light Gun Games. That's what I titled our discussion segment this week. Just kind of like memories of light gun games. I tried to capture a picture of light gun games throughout the eras there. So we see there behind me, of course, when I think light gun games, the first thing I know for you guys think of the damn Duck Hunt dog in Duck Hunt. Mm-hmm. Is that one of your...
Duck Hunt's like the best.
Would you say that, would that be some of your earliest light gun memories or maybe an arcade light gun?
No, I remember Duck Hunt and Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, yep, Hogan's Heroes. Yep. Paul?
Terminator.
Terminator arcade game, yes.
Aerosmith. Remember the Aerosmith game? I remember playing that one.
Revolution X.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to save the world with the power of rock and Aerosmith.
But I always loved that Terminator game. That was one I always played at the arcade.
Oh, yeah, it was a machine gun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and Katie, any memories of light gun games in the arcade or old school light gun? You know, the light gun at the TV point and shoot away?
Yeah, I never actually played the actual game, but when I was younger, whenever we would go to Shields, go to Steve's camera. I don't know what it's called, but they had this at Shields.
Oh, well, let's see here. Oh, it
focuses.
Oh,
there's like targets.
Shields Shooting Gallery.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Played that all the time whenever we went to Shields.
And that was in the arcade setup there they had?
In Fargo, yeah.
Oh, in Fargo? Okay.
Upstairs, I believe.
And, yeah, and you know, mm-hmm. NES, that's where I probably played. Oh, of course, the arcade, too. I kind of got behind me. I'll duck out for a sec here, too. This one I saw in all arcades, you know, in my childhood growing up. Paul, Steve, I'm sure you could probably relate, too. Operation Wolf?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
There we go.
No, I don't know that one, but I do. Area 51, definitely.
Yeah. Yep. I got that in the arcade cabinet. And weird enough, too, is you can still almost find Area 51 at many places today.
And Police Trainer.
Police Trainer. Okay, I'm not familiar
with
that. Oh, yeah,
I remember. I know what you're talking
about.
Police
Trainer, yeah, that was another really good one.
Yeah. I mean, it's so easy. Just, all right, let's just put in a few, we're waiting for food. Let's put in, like, a dollar of quarters and just blast some aliens in Area 51 or, and so on.
Well, Police Trainer, it would actually, like, just pull up, like, you're in a shooting range. It would pull up, like, the targets and you'd, you know, shoot at the targets just like, and then it would have, like, kind of like Area 51, but it would have, you know, the mannequins kind of pop up and you'd, you know, shoot the ones that you
need to. The one that has the, like the realistic like robbers and stuff. Like, yep, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So some of them would be like innocent people. Other yeah. ones would be robbers. But yeah, there was all kinds of mini games in Police Trainer, and that was a really fun shooter at the arcade.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then.
But Area 51. Holy Area 51. Cow! I can't believe I even forgot about that. That was. Everybody was playing
Crisis.
That.
I remember Time Crisis.
Yep, I got Time Crisis there in the background also. You remember the unique thing about Time Crisis? You could kind of see it on the photo there.
The pedal.
Yep, the pedal. So why don't you explain the pedal mechanic? What did that do?
So you would make you duck behind objects.
Yep.
So you'd release the pedal to pop up and start shooting, and then press the pedal to duck down so you don't get shot.
Yeah, and that kind of added a whole new layer to the just... to light gun games in general. It's like, oh, we got a little bit of strategy. Okay, you got to duck out of the way. And they did a bunch of those on PlayStation. I played a bunch of those Time Crisis games. Those were a favorite. Virtua Cop. Those are big. I was big into the Virtua Cop games on Saturn and in the arcade. And, of course, yeah, I got the picture of the Wii, one of the Wii Zappers there in the background there to me. And Wii kind of revolutionized light gun games. They kind of went away for a bit. They had some lulls there in the late 90s, early 2000s. And so they made it so you could put the Wii remote inside a little light gun contraption there. And I kind of got a few of the light gun games there behind it. So I don't know if any of those ring a bell to you. The Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles games.
I remember a Resident Evil game.
And they made it so you could play the storyline for the Resident Evil games, but with a light gun. So that was really cool. A nice way to re-experience the Resident Evil games.
Wii was really good about having like accessories like steering wheels and guns yes. and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, tennis rackets, I think they did too. Baseball bats, just, yeah. yeah.
Big Buck Hunter's not on there.
Big Buck, yeah, that is a goat. That is a main light gun game for arcades and home versions over the years. Yeah, Big Buck Hunter. I remember main thing about Big Buck Hunter. You shot a doe.
The game is something Magnum. I know what you're talking about now. The cop game is like something Magnum.
Lethal Enforcers, possibly?
Maybe.
That was another big arcade light gun game. Yeah. Any guys get a chance to get into the Wii light gun games or PlayStation with the Move? I kind of spent a good amount of time that, like Time Crisis, House of the Dead, Resident Evil Chronicles. Yeah, there's a bunch of them. But yeah, and then, yeah, Dreamcast and Saturn, even though they're short-lived systems, I thought both had mighty fine line of light gun games with, yeah, again.
Yeah, I think House of the Dead was on Dreamcast.
Yep. House of the Dead 2. Virtua Cop 2, they kind of touched up from the Saturn, put on the Dreamcast. Confidential Mission was really good, too, on the Dreamcast. And, yeah, Saturn had a bunch also, so.
But it's just not the same if you don't have a gun.
Yes.
Like, you can't just do it on a controller. It's just not the same.
No.
Unfortunately, we may be trying that out a little bit here, as you'll see. We'll kind of use that to queue up our next game here. So the House of the Dead, the original, never came out on... or one sec here. Paul, why don't you tell us about House of the Dead? I'll get it queued up here. Which you said you played two on the Dreamcast. Was that the one you played the most?
Yeah. I mean, mostly I played House of the Dead in the arcade. But, I mean, it was... basically, like Area 51, just with zombies and better graphics. But yeah, I mean,
I'll probably start it again. See, they made the stand up ones first, and then they built the other ones where you sit down next to like somebody.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah they got Jurassic World now and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, it's really funny that you brought up that Area 51 because I completely forgot about that. And man, did we put hours into that game. Area 51.
Hours and quarters.
Yep. Lots and lots of quarters. Right. I think it was like a Vegas machine. I mean, I couldn't imagine the person that came in there and emptied that thing. It was crazy.
That's how people made Killing, you know.
Yeah, House of the Dead was really cool. I mean, you know, it's such an interactive environment, and then you get, you know, you get the bigger blaster weapons if you shoot them correctly and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, lots and lots of quarters into that one too.
Have we played this game already?
I tried it earlier this week just to give it a test run here. So
I still can't get over the fact of that Terminator game. That brings back memories.
Yeah, like, Terminator was the bomb.
Yeah.
I mean, because you actually had like the machine gun on the, you know, it was like Big Buck Hunter, but the machine gun actually like rattled.
You just stood there and just...
yeah, it just rattled away. Yeah, it was cool.
All right, so I'm getting these guys set up here, getting controllers connected, which is always a blast.
Because that's the one thing that the Terminator one had that I think a lot of these other shooters didn't, is that you know, you say it's like the light gun era, but the Terminator one is the only one that actually had...
It was like a Uzi, kind of.
Yeah, and it was the only one that actually, like, gave you the effect of shooting, where all the other ones, I mean, you had, like, the pump action and you shot them, but it didn't actually give you, like, the sensation of you're actually shooting it.
Like force feedback?
Yeah, but the Terminator one, I mean, that thing vibrated, you know, like you were actually, you know...
And made noise, too. It was like...
Yeah.
All right, so we got House.
I'm surprised that they didn't do that with the other ones. I mean, why not make the big buck hunters and whatever else? Like every time you shoot it, it gives you like a little kickback,
a little jolt.
Yeah. So this is House of the Dead remake. It's the original House of the Dead, but they touched up the visuals to make it so they're not as pixelated as they were when the game was first released at home on the Saturn. So
Derek's watching.
Oh, hey, what's up, Derek?
I was just texting. I was going to say, what up, Derek? You guys beat me to it.
All right, so.
Okay, there we go.
There we go.
I was literally like typing that when you guys said that.
All right, so yes, what is up, Derek? We're playing some House of the Dead. Gonna get this going here.
It does a nice little intro cutscene. Paul spelled his name wrong.
Oh, it autocorrected.
D-Rick.
it autocorrected. That wasn't me. That was my phone, not me.
All right,
good. It was that. It's that forbidden can in your thing, Koozie.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to give a controller to two of you guys.
You guys.
I'll play.
All right. So these are the controls.
Go ahead, Katie. Have you ever tried this? It's fun.
Well,
try it, Katie.
I'm not a big gamer. This is like your guys' game.
Unless it's Ultimate Chicken Horse.
Yeah, you'll never know until you give
it
a shot.
Let's see what you do.
All right. So show controller map. So yeah, that's a simple control. Oh, gosh. That's right. I forgot about this screen. Yeah, they kind of mess with you a little bit. So, it's, yeah, pretty much left trigger and right trigger aims and shoots, or shoots and reloads.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, so, all right. Go to continue. Make sure this controller's good. We'll just skip right into it. Oh, I think you got to let this opening scene play for a little bit.
Zombies.
Good old zombies brains. Yes. Of course, if kind of like a similar setup to the first Resident Evil, you're going to a mansion where this guy's performing all kinds of crazy experiments. And I think, yeah, just use the left stick to... Paul, can you get in here? Oh, there you go. Press L and R1 on your controller there. L and R1.
Oh. A is not the bottom button.
Oh, whoops. Oh. Okay, there you go. L and R.
Okay.
A.
Or L... Or wait. Here, let me...
Yeah, I just followed the instructions.
Oh, no. All right, so I think we're good. So this is setting him up. Are we both on there now? Okay, so you're good. Oh, no. L and R controller. Layer one. Layer one.
Not working.
Oh, it is. But I'm going to try and get it for two players. Well, we'll just do one player, Paul. You rock it.
Okie dokie. You're dying already.
All right. So, yeah. You use left stick for your cursor there and then like R1, R2 there to fire away. Oh, yeah. Watch out for the hostages.
You really need the gun.
Yeah, this is not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same without a gun, but it's cool to have the option here. I know on the PC version they got support for a gun here, and I think for the PlayStation they said they're going to patch in support for the Move controller. So a little bit of a functionality like that.
See, these guys drop quicker than the original.
Yeah, you have to, like, that's
drop several bullets on them.
You remember the original one had it? This has green and red blood depending on the enemies you kill.
Yeah, this isn't even fun.
Oh, no.
With just the joysticky thing.
Yeah. So yeah, you do. Yeah, you got to use.
Yep, I'm done.
Okay, Steve, why don't you give it a shot here?
It's not even fun if you don't have the.
Yeah, it is. Like I say, yeah, kind of the nice thing with the discussion segment there, kind of, but light gun games. Yeah, it is. It is definitely a notch down without the light gun. But I can relate to being.
I can't.
Oh, I think you're down to life there. Hit. Go ahead. It's.
Oh boy.
Start. Continue. Or
so you got hit already?
You got a... One sec. Let me see if we can get you a credit.
Whoa.
Here.
I don't know if it's...
Okay, there you go. You're back. left stick to aim the cursor, and then was it R1, R2 to fire, Paul?
Yep.
All right, move up. There you go. Fire away. So there you go. You got to use the left stick for the...
I am hitting the left stick. Oh, there it is.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it was probably off screen there a little bit there. Yeah, so... All right, there you go. Back in, working your way towards the mansion.
Look at that.
Kind of crazy.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, I guess that went in yesterday, what we were talking about. Yeah, holy moly. I'll have to look into that, yeah. But, oh!
Yeah, I don't like this.
Okay, gotcha, yeah. Sorry, guys. I thought I was able to get a hang of it there, but yeah, I guess it may take a little bit of a learning curve to... Well, I'll play just for a quick minute here just to show you around here. How many House of the Dead do you put? You know, they made like 5 or 6 of these. And then you could shoot these side barrels for bonuses here. Of course, this guy's going to try and throw stuff. You could deflect the blade. Work your way in. And you could take alternate paths here, too. And the House of the Dead games are big on, like, having secrets. So, like, you shoot random things off the side for point bonuses, live, ammo, stuff like that.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. Take care of these guys. Shoot them in the head. Go for headshots. You see these guys up at the top. Shoot them off to the side. Nice little bonuses. And occasionally, there's little ammo things in the background, too. Little bonuses. Barrels. See red barrels in a game. That's always good to blow them up. Okay. But, yeah. Definitely a big bump up in visuals from the original House of the Dead. And but yeah, I guess, yeah, I did do a trial run a couple days ago here. So I guess
don't think so. I think these visuals are worse. I think the, like, they just explode. Where the old one, it was like you would, I don't know.
Oh, no, I got it.
I don't think it's any better.
Yeah, I mean, if you compare them next to each other, it's definitely a bump up, but I wouldn't say it's not that big a bump up. Though, again, this is a Switch. It's also on PlayStation and Xbox, mm-hmm. where it is a more noticeable bump up in visuals. So, but yeah, I'll just call it there. Sorry, guys. Gosh, you know, it's weird to tell. You never know how some of these games will come off live. I guess I probably was playing a good 10, 20 minutes of there before I got a feel for it at home there. But yeah, that's House of the Dead Remake, and that's out now on Switch. But
yeah, I could see that being really fun if you had the gun.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
But without the gun, it's just not the same.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But I guess while we get the next game here good to go and loaded up here, we will give a shout-out to our friends at O for Heaven's Cakes. And there's nothing better than treating yourself to some good homemade baked goods. That's where O for Heaven's Cakes comes in. They got the best cupcakes and cakes for special occasions or just a treat. Make incredible specialty items by order. Or just walk in to find out more. While you're there, enjoy homemade lunch and soup with keto, gluten-free, vegan, and diabetic options. And if you're a business owner and want to treat your employees for employee discounts, O for Heaven's Cakes on the north back side of the Grand Cities Mall. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturdays 9 to noon. Call 701-757-CAKE. That's 701-757-2253. Or go to oforheavenscakes@yahoo.com. Be a beautiful cupcake in a world full of muffins. That's O for Heaven's Cakes in the Grand Cities Mall. I know I had a pretty awesome brand muffin there last week. And yeah, that place, yeah, they never disappoint anything I try there. Great stuff. But yeah, I guess here we'll load up the last game for the day here. Actually, I'm going to go grab it and switch it here.
Okay. All right.
Gonna load up our last. Katie, you enjoyed the last round of tracks we did in Mario Kart 8, right? We did the DLC tracks about a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you remember what was stood out the most? Remember your favorite track in there, Coconut Mall?
Coconut Mall. Have you played it?
No.
No.
Because did you say like on the Switch version they switched it up a little bit, right? They did some edits to it.
Yeah. Okay. I cannot multitask. Main talk. There we go.
Okay. I remember this. They.
I don't know.
Oh, it's all good.
You can't do the switches.
Oh, it's all good. All right, if we go to game here, we'll get it queued up here.
Let me check my notes.
So,
right. Notes.
But, yeah, so, yeah, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. We got the last set of DLC tracks.
Mario Kart.
So, yeah.
Oh, so you unlocked some?
Well, yeah, I downloaded some. They got, like, this whole season of DLC tracks they're doing throughout the year. They're releasing them throughout the year. And, like, on the last episode, we did the first set of DLC tracks. And they're releasing them in two sets of DLC tracks every, like, 3 months throughout the year.
DLC.
Downloadable content. So yeah, they'll that's how they some games keep you coming back, being like, all right, here's more downloadable content. And so yeah, we'll set up a four-player race, and we're just gonna go ahead and jump right into. Actually, we'll do Grand Prix. Get the computer in there. I think we did 100 last time. That was a pretty nice one. So got controller.
Need to go.
Yeah, get it.
Refresher.
In.
Okay.
So get in. Get it in. Hey there. There. So there's controllers for you guys. Katie, let me go ahead and get you synced up here.
Mario Kart. I love bubble letters.
Okay, and then I'm going to grab one I got off to the side here.
Corded.
Yes, I don't have enough wireless controllers. I had to grab a corded one from home. So, and then everyone hit A button on their controller.
I think you have an unfair advantage because corded is always faster.
I don't know about that. This is...
I think you're up to shenanigans.
Shenanigans? I don't know. And then go ahead, pick your driver. Everyone's got their favorite drivers. So I'm going to...
Actually, how do I go back?
Oh, hit B to unselect there. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know where I'm at.
I'll be this little... Or wait, who's this guy?
That's a girl toad. Oh, no.
I like this guy.
Toad.
Oops. I hit the wrong button.
I did not mean
that. That was me.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't hit A. I hit B by mistake.
Hit A.
And why aren't you going to 150 or 200 cc?
Oh, no. Those are way too fast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Well, that makes the computer super duper hard.
Oh,
maybe for you guys.
I'll pound the computer.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
All right, find your guy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and just hit A on that to trick out your cart. Yeah. Pick your wing tire cart. Yeah.
Oh, what? I want to be Peach.
You don't.
Too bad.
You want to press
sad.
B to go back and. No, okay. Who did you want to pick?
All I do is win.
I thought I picked Peach.
Uh oh. Oh, you got baby Peach.
All I do is win, no matter what.
Great. Okay. Plus Mario, he's pretty.
Mario's your boy.
It's named after him, so.
Mario is pretty?
I was going to say, no, Mario, I mean, it's in his name.
He's got the Mario unfair Kart. Advantage, yeah.
I thought you meant like he was pretty, like you're into Italians
no.
or something.
No, like, not a video game.
No. He's not your boy.
No,
where's that one?
Hey, come on, let's get this game going.
Yeah, Steve. All right, here we go. Okay, and we're going to go.
A new one, okay.
Oh, Steve, let me get the right track here picked up here. You got the lead controller here, so let me. So.
What the?
So these are. Yeah, these are all the bonus cups. Yeah, so many cups.
This has to be like an act. Like every Pixel Pro, we have to play a track.
So we want Tokyo Blur, Shroom Ridge. Oh, yeah, this one. Here we go. Lucky Cat Cup. Yes. Okay. So Sky Garden. Yep, this one. So here we go.
A to go, right?
Yep, A to go.
Oh, wait. The boxes?
Yep, box. Yep, triggers to fire. Yeah, I think it's one trigger drifts and the other
fires. Oh, she's standing. Fire. She's getting into it.
All right. Yes. We're in game mode here. Continue our Mario Kart rivalry. Here we go. So, yeah, this... And this combines a couple tracks from the Mario Kart cell phone game, Mario Kart Tour. So this one is, yeah, Tokyo Blur off Mario Kart Tour. So, yeah. R trigger does your drift, and left trigger, I believe, does your fire your weapons. So a little refresher there.
I think it's L2 is the one that throws your weapon.
L1 or L2 does it, yep. So, yeah, here we go, yeah. And this is Tokyo Blur. So essentially, that Mario Kart Tour on the cell phone, it brings more city-based tracks instead of your traditional Mushroom Kingdom tracks. So I'm Waluigi here, and Katie, you're Mario, right? You said the name, main person from the game, I believe. Yeah. And Paul, you're Toad?
No, I'm
or
like
Bowser
like
Junior.
Bowser something.
Kid Bowser.
Yep.
And Steve, you are
Peach.
Peach.
Oh, Red Shell.
Oh, yeah. We got those big old thwomps there messing with us.
Oh, what the hell?
Kind of rich. So here, I'm in the middle of the pack, fifth place. Just kind of moving my way up. Katie's leading the pack, first place.
Not for long. Okay.
Paul's in second on the tail there. Steve's in sixth, moving his way up. I'm up to fourth. I'm
protected, so good luck. Oh, come on.
Katie is claiming she has invulnerable defenses.
Oh, no.
Or not.
Ooh, I got out of it.
All right. Paul took the lead.
No, he didn't.
Oh, wait. No, he's Bowser. Our kid Bowser. Steve. Oh, Katie's in seventh.
Oh.
Steve's in fifth. I'm in sixth. Katie is... Katie has a vendetta.
Boom! Hashtag winning!
This round.
Oh, shoot. I got passed up in the air by Toad at the last second. What's that?
Nothing. Up until the end.
Up until the end, yeah.
Wow.
She just gets so mad because I'm just such a winner.
I was pissed.
Winner, winner, yo.
I was this round, three more to go.
Mm-hmm. Three more races. There's the standings there. First, second, fourth, and sixth.
Who's in first?
Not... I don't
know. Steve is in first. All right, I'm here for Steve. First place. Woo!
Give me that belt.
All right, Steve, go ahead. A button on the controller. And we'll, yeah, yep, there we go. A next race.
I need my retainer. Oh. If I knew when we would have played Mario Kart, I would have brought it.
That's it. That hell. Oh, yeah, gotta love the greens. Oh,
I'm
shoot.
Like crazy.
This will be fun.
This game's visuals are messing with our green screen a little bit. This will keep it interesting. So, here we go. And this track is Shroom Ridge from Mario Kart DS, a remake of that level. I played a good amount of Mario Kart DS. That was a really good one.
How did I miss every single one of those boxes?
Same here. Oh, yeah, we got traffic dealing with. I remember this now. It's coming back to me. Katie, I think I remember you mentioning you're big in Mario Kart DS.
Yes, huge.
This is track. This track ringing a bell a little bit with the traffic. All right, so early stages of the race. I'm in fifth.
Whoa!
There. Whoa! Katie's leading the pack. Oh, yeah, there's no borders on this track. That's right. Oh, yeah, I get the auto headlights coming on there. That's always nice. And two here with this version of Mario Kart on the Switch. If you, oh, I fell off. Keto's got my back.
Come on, give me like a rich...
And if you get more coins, the faster you go. Just a little bit. Nice little performance boost. So if you see those coins, you get up to 10 coins at a little nice speed bonus.
At least traffic isn't coming towards you.
I know Mario Kart 64, I can't remember if it's on the Switch or not. You could race tracks in reverse. And there's Toad's Turnpike with traffic. I'd race that in reverse where you're racing against traffic. And it was a mind bender. Oh, gosh.
I can't see anything.
Katie's still leading the pack. Paul coming up in third. Steve's in fourth, rounding up the top five there.
Somebody passed me?
Yep. Oh, we got a lightning attack. Oh, big old bullet train coming through. Steve, how would you rank this Mario Kart of all the ones?
I don't know. I'll rank it up there, but like... fourth, maybe.
I have to say, yeah, top three, top four for sure. Yeah. The more we play it, though, I think the more it might be a top one or top two. Paul, same.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh. Paul, Katie, same question to you. How? I think this has been our go-to Mario Kart, it seems.
Come on.
Katie's
come
still,
on. Oh, really?
You're losing this round, Bucko.
Yeah, because everybody's just jacking me up right now.
Yeah, it could be interpreted in many ways, but...
He said jacking up, not the other one.
Well, I said many ways, not a specific way. But,
really?
Final lap, gotta make it count. Katie, victory.
You got lucky.
1-1.
You got lucky.
1-1.
All right. There you go. Sixth place. Third, eighth for Steve.
I got Rob.
Steve. For what? Paul.
I got Rob last round.
Paul's claiming shenanigans.
Join the club.
Yeah.
So I think this will tie Paul and Katie here. They should be in the leadings here. Oh, so Katie's up 2 points by two. Paul's got 25. Then Steve and I are kind of neck and neck there a little bit. So I got 16. Steve's got 14. So here we go. Race three. And this is going to be Sky Garden from Mario Kart Super Circuit off the Game Boy Advance, but a remake of that.
Oh, I've never played this.
So, yeah, I got, and of course, this one's messing with our green screen a little bit, too. So, a nice inadvertent challenge. There we go. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Race 3. What do you guys like better for cornering here? Just easing off the gas, or do you like using the drifting?
Well, I drift.
Drift, yeah.
It's the only way to go.
Yeah, I like to try drift. Every now and again, I like to throw in those hairpins or chicanes.
Oh, almost fell.
I'm actually in first. It won't last for long, I guarantee it.
I can pretty much confirm that.
Yes. I do remember winning one race in here before. Okay. All right, getting a little glide. Okay, guys. I almost got a whole lap here in first place. This ain't...
They make it even.
Yeah, I guess, they got to even it out, give us all a victory, right? So,
exactly.
Oh, there I got hit. Okay, there we go. Paul, bring it. I saw what you did there. Oh, that wasn't a red shell. Aw, shucks. All right,
damn you, Katie.
Coming back.
Hell yeah.
Coming back.
Ooh, I saw your shell
pop up. Oh, you suck, Paul.
Really, blue shell? Like the cheapest thing you can do?
The most professional weapon in all of Mario Kart. Good old spiny blue shell. All right, come on. Right on Paul's tail. Let's get a podium finish. Podium finish roundup. Last lap. Here we go. Oh, we got the evil ink blob. Don't like the ink blob, Katie?
No, they make it even, and it's annoying. I'm stuck in fourth place. The whole race.
Oh, what the hell was that?
Turbo boost, yo.
Come on, Dale. Please win.
Come on. Oh, the... Who did that? Who did that?
Yeah, right as I was about to boost, too.
Come on. Can I keep this? Can I keep this going? Here's the final stretch. Come on, please, no jink, no evil Mario Kart BS. Oh my God, first place!
Come on, that was BS.
Oh, that'll be okay. Second time of like what 30 races we've done here. I won a Mario Kart race. I'll take it. One more race to go. Let's look at the standings. Where are we at here?
Well, I'm pretty sure I know who's in first.
So, no, Paul's in first now by 2 points over Katie. I'm moving up there. I'm in third there. Steve's bring up in the middle there. Oh,
Katie had to get to the donut.
I donated 11 cents.
I think I need to donate.
Oh, we got one more race.
One more race.
Yeah. All right.
Oh my God, it's 1-1-1.
1-1-1. Yeah, 3 races, victories each. Yeah. We got this, guys. Final race, and this race is on the Ninja Hideaway course from the cell phone game Mario Kart Tour. So this is a touch up of that track. Kate, I know you said you played the most Mario Kart Tour out of all of us here. Is this? Yeah, let us know if this rings a bell. Steve, have you had a chance to try out Mario Kart Tour on mobile?
No.
That was pretty fun. I've been playing that a little bit off and on this year. It's actually really good. I thought they adapted it really good to cell phones.
No idea where I'm going.
Sharp turns on this one. Oh yeah, there's multiple paths on this course. So we can go upstairs if you want, or take side paths. So you got options on this track.
Oh, those things. Wait,
Yeah, you could bounce off the walls, get extra. Yeah, the way you bounce off these ramps.
Crevasse.
Yeah, so many ways to go here. All right, looks like Paul's second. I'm fifth. Katie's second now. Steve's in seventh. We're all over the place. All right, second lap.
How come I couldn't come down on my freaking umbrella?
Yeah, this so many layouts here, so many options to go. It's a little confusing, huh, guys?
Yeah, big time.
Most confusing Mario track, I think, for me is probably Yoshi's Valley on N64. That one. It was notorious for having many alternate paths.
Miss me.
Steve, how would you say this amps it up for just a big final track of the Cup? Pretty fitting difficulty?
Yeah.
Okay, last lap. Yeah, I think I'm not going to... I'll be lucky if I get a podium finish. I'll probably be middle of the pack here. Battling with Donkey Kong for six.
All right. Wait, no, I want to go upstairs. No!
What happened, Katie?
I want to go
upstairs. Same thing happened. I can't get out of my umbrella mode.
I just blocked that blue shell.
And I just dropped a
you
fourth.
You blocked the blue shell?
I keep losing nice. Positions because yeah, of my stupid umbrella.
Oh, the way he caused the
I
glide
was,
in the air?
Going for fourth. No, I'm already back to ninth.
No, stupid umbrella. Go down. Go down.
Down button, yo. So many shy guys. Oh my gosh. I am not, yeah, eighth place. Not good.
Get down.
Steve, I think me and you are right on the same page here about. Okay, what do you get first?
Yeah.
Oh, bullshit.
We'll give you a victory.
Luck.
Whoa! Oh. What is happening?
Katie with the dub.
We'll see where it positions you.
Oh,
I got six.
I'm going to be
right.
First.
Got eighth. Not good. I was all over the place on that one.
Oh, bullshit! By 1 point.
Yes, you got to contribute. That was
one
a big
point.
Load. Yeah. All right, so I'm tied for third, 36 points.
Finally.
And then Katie with 50
Finally.
For the win. Paul second with 49. By 1 point, Katie wins.
Yeah, because of my stupid umbrella.
Feels good.
Yeah, that last level with the umbrella screwed up everything.
Yeah, so let me just get that to save the results. So. Get us some unlockables and stuff like that. Price some
what
tires.
A finish.
I'm out.
Yeah, Paul is. Paul is.
Go cry.
Crying.
Ooh.
Let me make sure this gets all.
Better wipe those tears with that $5 bill.
Yeah. Oh my God! There you go. Big old gold. There's your gold cup.
Oh great.
All of that. Yeah. So first, second, third. We got the. There we go. New vehicle parts. We got the podiums. The three of us got the podiums there. Steve, not too far behind, just a few points, too.
I was, like, up there, and then that kite thing, whatever, flight, just messed up my things.
Yep. So we will, get kind of wind things down here. We got, of course, quick takes here to wrap up the show with. So just kind of what you guys got going on this week. Steve, it's been a while since we had you. What you've had going on, man? You said you've had some things you want to talk about?
I just got some medical stuff I'm finishing up, waiting a couple weeks, see how everything goes. For my surgery, just been playing a lot of games. Been playing a lot of Fortnite and WWE 2K22. Been doing that, and then I just started playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Shredder's Revenge.
How do you like that Shredder's Revenge?
I really love it.
Pretty much captures
really
like the Turtles in
yeah,
time
like
deal, right?
That yeah, it captures like almost all the games. So that was really fun.
What's your go-to turtle?
I don't know, like Donatello or Leonardo.
Yeah. I used to be like Michelangelo. You had a chance to try out the new Turtles, right?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
I think
if we all got in there, it would be a really
you
good
know
time.
What? Actually, this new one, the Shredder's Revenge, you could have up to five players
six.
Playing. Six?
You could do six, yeah, up to six players.
I think you'll
there's
like
only
it.
Four turtles.
No,
you could be Raphael, Casey Jones, or April O'Neil, too.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah, so it's pretty neat.
What other stuff you got going on?
Tonight I'm actually going to be going with Nate and his family. We're going to go to the races tonight.
Oh, yeah. Woo! There you go.
So, looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday, isn't it? Holy cow, this week went by fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But that's all I really got planned, and then probably go celebrate the 4th with a couple other friends.
Mm-hmm. You may spot me at the races there, too. I'll be bouncing around all over the place. I picked up a ticket a couple days ago.
Thanks, Nate.
Yes. Katie, quick takes.
So races tonight, double sprint feature.
I thought you said you're racist tonight. I was like, what?
Races, like, River City Speedway. Yeah, no. So excited for that. I might be the only Stouse there because everyone's going to Bemidji. But dude, like a double sprint feature. That's like a birthday present and Christmas present combined. Yeah, I'm not missing.
Nate picked like the right date to go.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to be like sold out, packed, or should I try to go there with my family?
Oh, I mean, a lot of people are going to probably be gone because of the 4th, so I don't think it'll be sold out.
No.
Okay. There's always seats available.
Yeah, maybe I'll try to check that out tonight.
Yeah.
That'd be a good time.
GFBS Race Invasion.
Yeah.
What other quick takes you got?
Races tonight, going to Bemidji tomorrow. Have you guys heard of Voyager's View in Red Lake Falls?
Yes.
River? Tubin.
Yeah, so we're doing that tomorrow in Bemidji.
Don't drown.
They have a spot where you can just go down the Mississippi.
Wait. I thought it's Red Lake River, right?
Well, like, there's a place in Red Lake Falls called Voyager's View where you can do that, but you can also do it in Bemidji as well.
Oh, Bemidji. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Excited.
I'm assuming the one in Bemidji is probably better.
Well, yeah.
Probably cleaner.
Yeah. Probably.
So. Last time I was at the one down the road here, there was a carcass of a deer on the...
Oh, no.
Rotting in the river as we were floating by.
Yikes. Where?
Red River here?
Was it Red Lake Falls?
That one, Voyager's. Yeah. Okay.
Other quick takes, Katie?
Yeah, that's about it.
Paul?
I really want to get Area 51 in the studio.
I
totally forgot about that game. I can't believe how much fun I used to have on that game.
I know they got like home versions of it for various systems over the years.
We need the actual PS1. Arcade.
Yeah. No, I want the arcade.
Oh, get the actual arcade.
I'm pretty sure you look up like Facebook or eBay or something, we could probably find it for sale.
Either that or, like I said, the police trainer one. Yeah. And with Brothers Firearms right next door, maybe they could pitch in on it with me.
There you go. Heck yeah.
Actually, no real bullets.
Big 4th plans or anything?
Behave yourself.
Steve.
We don't really have any plans for the 4th, I don't think. Maybe. Are they doing the fireworks on the south end of town again, or are they taking them downtown?
I want to say I thought it was on the south end of town. But
I preferred on the south end because it's just so much easier to get in and out of
and
there.
And you don't have to worry about parking and stuff.
Oh, my.
Yeah, because downtown, I mean, it was just, after it was over, it was just a nightmare to try to get home. You'd sit there on the bridge for like 30 minutes.
I really miss the duck races.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those were fun.
Yeah.
Pay like $5 for a duck and let it flow, and whatever duck they pick, becomes a winner.
Really?
I guess, too, you've been, I don't know if you want to touch on this week or next week, we're about doing a potential within an episode or two, a VR special, being in the VR world this past week.
Yes, mm-hmm. Next week will be very interesting. We are entering the metaverse. It's a hot topic right now that everybody's talking about. So we got a VR machine, and I've kind of gone in there and getting a little bit addicted because you can, it's literally just like you can have meetings in there with people and have like chats as opposed to just like chatting with somebody over like an email or something, you are sitting there talking to a person and that person just happens to be like a cat or a dog.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because of their avatar, but you're having a conversation with a real person. And I met my first friend there.
Woo.
So
Paul has friends.
So
yeah, right.
VR edition.
Whatever his name was, I can't remember right now, but he was from like Scandinavia and he was,
his Russian older bride.
But we're gonna try to get our shows and our podcasts into this metaverse, and because it's gonna be the future. After you've divulged into it and see what it actually is.
No, it's
this
fun.
Is going to be the future.
I played a little bit today and I liked it. It was fun.
Oh, that was nothing. No. That was just playing a video game.
You didn't go in the chat room yet.
No.
Oh, you got
it. Yeah, when you get into the community of VR, it is bizarre.
Oh, I think I've seen like something like that. Like people are like Homer Simpson and all that. Like, yeah, I've seen like stuff like that.
Oh yeah. They got all these different avatars, but and that's the one thing that I kind of didn't like about it is like you got all these just weird avatars where apparently everybody likes to be some, you know, like hentai looking chick.
Yes.
But I don't understand that. But I could see how, you know, people actually get their own avatars that make them look like themselves and get this community going. But I even watched a video on it, and it's really trippy to think of. You're in a fourth dimension, but a guy that spent like a week in VR, he started dreaming in VR.
It's like living like a Sims life, kind of.
Yeah.
Could you imagine though, like going to sleep and then when you're dreaming that you're in a VR world? Like that's like a seventh dimension. That's effed up.
Like Inception to a new level.
Like Nate says, VR is just on a different level.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it is crazy, and I think a lot of people are going to come to realize it. we're gonna jump into this, you know, because we're gonna be the forefronters of it. We're gonna bring our podcast in there. We're gonna host rooms and things like that, but it is definitely where things are going, and people should queue into this show to watch us when we do it, because like I said, it's crazy. You can literally watch a movie like you're in an IMAX theater.
Yeah, it's insane.
Literally, when students sign up for UND, it'll be in 50 years, okay, in person, on campus, online, VR.
Yes.
That's what it's going to be one day. I guarantee you the last.
Yeah, like Zoom is going to go away.
Oh, yeah, and Zoom.
Zoom is going to be a thing of the past. People are just going to go into, they're going to put on their headset and they're going to go interact with people in VR.
Like you're sitting in an actual office.
Well, I kind of brought up the other day that movie Ready Player One. It's almost exactly like that.
Yep, exactly. I mean, I made a friend.
Oh, I'm so.
Does he drink Bush Light?
Give him a applause.
There we go. You get applause. Any other quick takes for the week, Paul?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm pretty much echoing pretty much what you guys did. VR, trying out the VR stuff, the VR chat the other day. That was a pretty first time doing VR in a long time since some of the PlayStation VR stuff. Doing the chat room stuff was pretty cool. Watching Monty in the chat room the other day, that was a trip and a half.
He squinting?
You just had to be there, man. You just had to be there. And then I'll give a shout out to Atari. Probably some of the social headlines this week. They had their 50th anniversary. They're doing a bunch of big announcements and stuff like that. So congrats to Atari. And yeah, fireworks, lake fun tomorrow, race fun tonight. Should be a good weekend. And with that, we will wrap things up for the week. We reviewed some good stuff on big screens this week. I did the Elvis biopic there, and I covered a bunch of other things on there, too. Make sure to check that out. Monty and Bill wrap up the Stanley Cup coverage and so much more on the best working sports arena. A lot of NBA moves, Twins talk, good stuff. Dirty Thursday, Boring Boys had on NLRA drivers Jesse, how do you say it, tennis? Or
it's Jenny, oh my gosh, Jesse Tunis.
Tunis, okay, and Shane Edgington.
Yes.
So, yeah, you can find us by searching GFBS on your favorite social media and podcast apps. But please check us out streaming every Friday at 2 p.m. on GFBestSource.com. Find our past video archives on the Grand Forks Best Source YouTube channel. Hit the bell for those nice alerts when we go live. We'll give thanks again to today's sponsors at Probitas, Broken Century Games, and Oh for Heaven's Cakes. So with that, many thanks to Steve.
Yay, I'm back.
Many thanks to Paul.
Yo, hashtag almost winning today.
Many thanks to Mario Kart winning and Topps producer Katie.
Hashtag Katie won.
For today. Special thanks to all those tuning in and having us part of your Friday. Have a festive and awesome 4th of July extended weekend. We'll see you next week where we'll be doing either, it'll be our VR coverage next week or the week after that. And also coming up, got another Switch special coming up where we're going to try out the new Wii Sports sequel, Nintendo Switch Sports. In addition to our number one super fan making something super special for us to play. Till then, goodbye for now.